Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. We're going to talk about Falcons in a second. Mike does have a mic'd up coming up. It sounds like he's about to call out everyone that lies on their driver's license about their weight.
I'm one of those people.
Same.
No. We've had this conversation before on the show about, well, this guy does that. Why can't we use this guy that he does that? And I'm like, y'all are crazy if you think that these guys are as fast or as whatever as they were when they went through the combine. Mm-hmm. Like, you're probably in some of the greatest shape of your life when you're going through that kind of thing. So don't tell me that this guy runs this or this guy is this big. It's just not always the case. It kind of goes a little bit sporadic at this point.
All right. Looking forward to that clarity when Mic'd Up comes around. Now, this Sunday, the Falcons will face the Saints in New Orleans. Pregame with Mike and Bo will start here on 92.9 The Game at 2. Wes Durham and Dave Archer will take over with kickoff at 4:25. And we got the gut punch yesterday that Michael Penix Jr. will be undergoing surgery for a partially torn ACL. Raheem addressed the media, talked about how Penix will fight to be ready for next season, but it's kind of up in the air.
It'd be hard for me to say no right now. I got nothing but confidence in Mike bouncing back, doing the things he needs to do in order to get there, to get to that point, to be able to go out there and play for us. So, and all it is a guesstimation by me. So, no medical information whatsoever.
Golly, man. I still haven't been able to stomach the news and thinking about it and listening to Raheem and thinking about Penix coming back and all the conversations we had about knee injuries coming out of the draft and the conversations we've had this entire season, and really dating back to last season's, about mobility and bootlegs and taking off running when you can. It's just the whole situation's hard to stomach where the Falcons are at right now.
Because this is what happens. You know, not everybody replaces franchise quarterbacks with franchise quarterbacks seamlessly, right? Where there's no drop-off. And it's quarterback purgatory, and it kind of feels like you're in there. Next year, you might have the fifth different opening day starter in 5 years.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no way around it. And it's not. And you look, it's not at, you're not at fault for, it's not like you haven't tried. Yeah,
would it be six? I think it would
actually
be six.
It would be six. Yeah, it would be six if you want to do it. I was just counting post Matt Ryan era, yeah. But if you want to count 21, then yeah, you can count that, and that'll be six. But that's the, and Penix could be the starter. He could be starting. You don't know. It's like Raheem. He's not a no doctor knows when he'll be ready. You just don't. Like, nobody had Adrian Peterson having a 2,000-yard season less than a year after ACL surgery. At the time of when ACLs took a year. So you don't know. Nobody knows, but it doesn't look good.
All this conversation goes back to everything we've been talking about Zach Robinson. And I mentioned it earlier, Kirk Cousins, when he comes in the game the other day, he goes under center a little bit more. right? And I'm like, oh, maybe you can run the wide zone and you can boot out of that. You can do some more things. He didn't do that last year, and the reason was because he was coming off the Achilles. He's not as mobile. That's what we've been led to believe. He's not mobile enough to run some of those things from under center and get to the handoff point. Well, then you get to this year, and Michael Penix is still not doing those things. And so it's like, okay, is he not comfortable under center? I can't even imagine at this point having to go through the whole offseason and point to Michael Penix's rehab at the thought that Zach Robinson's in charge of this offense. Can't even make my brain start to point that direction that we would continue to see and talk about a lack of mobility and not being utilized in the offense. Not just scrambling, but just being, you know, moving the pocket. I can't even allow my mind to go there that we might approach this offseason and say, yeah, Zach would be the OC. Michael Penix is coming off the ACL. We'll see what happens. Absolutely not. I can't even allow myself to go there.
Well, okay then. I don't know. I get it. I don't know. Like, all I can look forward to right now is Kirk Cousins going out there this season, like the rest of this season, and giving us something. You know, I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose to this. We got two games left with our arch rival, which is the Saints. I'd like to win those. I'd like to start this week. I'd like to think that after that, we could all have some turkey next week after the Brown Grass Charity Classic, and then we can go to go to Jersey and maybe win that. You know, I would hate to think that we're going to lose to two teams with four combined wins, but hell, we only have three. So
both teams that are admittedly in rebuild mode. Both of these teams are like have made it very clear they're in rebuild mode.
So yeah.
So,
well, and one thing I did want to bring up on the show is there was a comment made by Kirk yesterday, and depending on who you are, you either took it as a joke or you were offended by it. He kind of made light of some news that he broke in the offseason last year.
I feel good. I think Led doesn't believe me much when I say that. We have a past history there. But I do feel good. And I would never tell you if I wasn't, probably, until the season's over.
Was anyone upset by this comment yesterday within this show?
Just knowing D. Led and knowing where Kirk's coming from, I thought it was hilarious. There's not a lot to be lighthearted about with this team right now. I can appreciate the fact that he lightened the mood in that room on a dark day for the Falcons. I mean, it just is what it is.
What was he supposed to do? For the people that are upset, because no one on this show is upset, I don't think. And
no.
This show's not very – we're not a sensitive show. I'm sure there are others that are, but we're not. I don't know what was he supposed to say? I do now, but maybe I won't, and I'll let you guys know ASAP. I mean, maybe he should have went that route and just been a complete blank hole about it, and that would have made people, oh, yeah, that's a tough guy. I don't know, it's just so silly. We hang on words. Words. They're just words.
And that's the bottom line. Go win. That's the end-all, be-all of this entire conversation.
And the same crap I saw yesterday in before practice, that was obviously post, saw before where someone was upset because Raheem Morris, at some point in his press conference, had the audacity to giggle at something that happened in the room. How dare he? I mean, how dare he laugh at any point? I just think there's fake outrage. Like, we just want to be mad about mad. We have every right to be mad about the team losing. There is no doubt about that. But to try to have outrage and want to take away human interaction and the things that make people happy people on a daily basis is asinine and ignorant and needs to be called out.
It goes back to the post-game interview that Arch did with Raheem, and you were standing right there. And I thought, and I talked to Grant about this in the post-game, I thought that was as reflective as I had heard Raheem in a post-game interview. He, like, at one point takes a deep breath. He's being very honest. He's being, you know, you can tell that he is thinking long-term and short-term at the same time. And the fact that he can smile a few days later, I'll give him credit. I don't know that I'd be able to conjure that up if I were him.
And that's the moment for it, right? Post game. That's when and on a Monday when coming off a loss, there should be seriousness, right? I completely agree there. But dude, it's Wednesday. Yesterday was Wednesday. Today's Thursday, obviously, but yesterday was Wednesday, and I said that's Wednesday press conference. So he's not allowed to have any enjoyment in life. Yeah. I mean, like you and it's funny because we live in an era where people are very serious and openly talking about mental health and everything. What's good for your mental health? Laughing and finding moments in life to
giving
enjoy.
Hugs, like Allie told us. She said,
"Oh, I'm not. Look, I don't want my head ball coach walking around hugging everybody. Yeah. All right, let's.
You did say that you would skip out on the hug.
Let's be realistic. He doesn't need to be hugging me, but if he's laughing, the same people that cry about all, you know, I say cry. Let me rephrase that. Same people that want to talk about all these issues that are serious also want to tell my head coach he can't laugh and tell the now starting quarterback he can't make a joke. Kick rocks."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And as a reminder, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I can tell you somebody who might be enjoying a little bit of Buffalo's Cafe, maybe hitting a couple of bash nights once a week. And that is this cut that I'm about to play for you guys. Now, Georgia fans will know Darnell Washington. He is a big fella and has been a big fella pretty much his entire life. I believe he is listed at 6'7", 260 pounds. Ha! There ain't no freaking way that he is. As a matter of fact, there has been multiple people that have come out and been like, this guy has got to be closer to 280, 290. Mm-hmm. Well, we all might have sold that a little bit short. He was on the St. Brown podcast a couple of days ago, and they confronted him about the number that was written down on the sheet.
How much do you weigh?
The internet said 260. I'm like, not 260.
I ain't finna cap to y'all. I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but
What do you mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
Look.
Look, he's trying to get away. I ain't weighing myself in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm 311.
I looked it up, and it said 6'7", 275. I'm like, bro, he looks bigger than Jimmy Graham, because I play with Jimmy Graham. He's 6'7", 260-something. I'm like, he looks bigger than Jimmy Graham. I'm like, unless I'm tripping, like, bro, I'm like, yeah, no way. Bro,
that's 311. Yeah. A DB tackling you is unheard. Like, that's like us passing it to Panay. Like, that's crazy, bro.
You know what's funny? He's like, I ain't with myself in a minute. I ain't gonna cap. 311.
311, man.
Wow.
Bro, 311.
Wait, what was he listed as?
260, but then I think a more recent one said 275.
Our lads has him, dude, at 264. Wikipedia now has him at 311.
That dude,
30 pounds is crazy.
That dude ain't seen 264 in a long time. I'm talking about coming off of like off-season conditioning at Georgia.
That's probably almost 60. That's almost 60 pounds. 264 to 311.
That is a massive amount of weight. But he's playing well. Have you? And Aaron Rodgers was actually asked about this earlier in the season. They were like, "Yeah." He was like, "Yeah." They've been trying to turn him into an offensive lineman. I said, "No way. This guy's going to be a tight end." And every time you get the ball in his hands, that's a bully, man. That is a freaking bully.
I'd take him at right tackle right now. Yeah. I mean, I think Elijah Wilkinson's played great. And I think Elijah Wilkinson's played great. But you know what Elijah Wilkinson rolls in at?
Probably the same amount. Probably 311.
Well, he's listed at 6'6", 310.
Yeah, there you go.
Which means he's probably 315 at least.
All I'm saying is give me an inline tight end with his hand in the dirt that's going to roll somebody. And they don't have to be 311, but golly, I'm a little bit jealous of this guy.
Can you imagine if they did turn Darnell Washington into a lineman and, you know, he just almost every play he's just counting himself in as eligible? I mean, that's kind of that'd be scary.
I mean, it's
well,
just,
I'm not sure if that works that way.
Probably not.
I don't think the rule, but you can count yourself eligible every time. He's going to be covered up at times.
Yeah,
sorry, I got in the weeds.
No. And it's just, it is interesting because all I can think about, because it happened with this team, do y'all remember the legend of Alejandro Villanueva?
Yeah, I remember it's the largest human being I've ever seen in person walk by me was after we played Pittsburgh, and he walked by. We were outside the locker room doing interviews, and he walked by, and I was just blown away how like large of a human that is.
For those that are not familiar, Alejandro Villanueva went to Army. All right. He played wide receiver at about 6'8", 260, I believe, maybe 240.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went and did a tour. And he's the one on all the USAA commercials. He went and did a tour, comes back, decides he's going to play offensive line. And before you know it, he's like an all-pro left tackle for the Steelers. And he's like 6'8", and he's gained, I don't know, 60 or 70 pounds at that point, but still had good feet.
Massive.
And he was unbelievable for a few years stretch there and played at a really, really high level. So, yeah, I mean – Darnell, look, man, hey, do all you can at tight end, but you just know you got a backup plan. Kelvin Benjamin experiment.
He and Sam Baker's dad might be two of the largest human beings I've ever met in person. When Sam Baker's dad shakes your hand, his fingertips go to your tricep.
Yeah, big fella.
And his head probably, I don't know if will fit through a door.
It's like a Home Depot bucket.
He's the nicest human being you'll ever meet. Man. He's just huge,
Big
large.
Dave, man. Big Dave.
Well, this Saturday from noon till 2, you can join me out at Kia Mall of Georgia. We're going to be getting ready for the Falcons-Saints game. One lucky fan is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV. You get a Yeti cooler as well. Someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming Falcons game. It's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Kia Mall of Georgia. By the way, every car sold comes with a 65-inch TV. So if you are in the market for a car, by all means. Coming up, we've got Rusty Mansell coming in to talk some college football next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.